Today's shiur is Simen Kuf Yud Dalad, Seif Zayin, Ches, and Tes. Seif Zayin. B'chol makom she'anu omim chozer lebracha she'to'aba. Whenever we say he goes back to the bracha where he made a mistake, hani mili, when is that? She'to'a b'shoigig, when the mistake was by accident. Al b'mezid, but when he makes an intentional error, u'miskavin, and he knows what he's doing, and he does it wrong anyway, then the halacha is chayz al rosh. If he wants to correct himself, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If you look in Shari Tshuva, he writes that in this case, when he amazed and makes a mistake and he goes back to the beginning, he should begin with Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Even though when we said before, if a person forgot Mashavuruch HaMor Degeshem and he goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, he does not have to start again Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. In this case, the Shari Tshuva brings that he should. Se'if Ches. B'yemos HaChama, in the summer months, im nistapik im hiskim mor hageshem im lo, if he's not sure, maybe he mentioned mashiv rochem mor hageshem, or maybe he didn't. Ad shloshim yom b'cheskas shehiskir hageshem b'tzorech lachzor. For the first 30 days after Pesach, we assume that he did say mor hageshem, and he would have to go back. The Ramah says, v'hu adin l'didon. The same is true for us, the Ein Maskirin Tal B'mos HaChama, that we don't mention Morin HaTal in the summer months, in the Stapiklo Omer Morin HaGeshem, if he's not sure, if he said Morin HaGeshem, B'mos HaGeshomim, in the winter months, Kol Shloshim Yom Chozer, he would have to go back in the first 30 days after Shmini Atzeres, Devadei Omer K'mosho Ragil, because certainly he said it the way he had been saying it until now, without anything. He didn't mention Tal, he didn't mention Geshem. But after 30 days, he does not go back. Tarmo is pointing out that the Shulchan Aruch is only addressing someone in the summer who may have said Morad HaGeshem, because the Mechaber holds that in the summer you do say Morad HaTal. So if he said Morad HaGeshem in the summer, it's a problem. But in the winter months, he's not worried about it. Because if he didn't say Morad HaGeshem like he's supposed to, he falls back on his habit, which is to say Morad HaTal, which is good enough. But the Ramah points out that we don't say Morad HaTal in the summer, so we have the same issue in the winter months. If he's not sure if he said Morad HaGeshem or not, odds are he said nothing. Not Morad HaTal, not Morad HaGeshem, and therefore, for the first 30 days, we assume he said nothing, and he would have to go back. Mishneh Berurah, Sifkad Laman Hei, B'mos HaChama V'chulu, in the summer months and so on, Mishum Deragil Mimei Chorif Loimer Mashiv Ruach Mor Degeshem. His habit has been all winter long to say Mashiv Ruach Mor Degeshem. Okay, and therefore, Nistapik Lo, he's not sure. Ule Amar Achshav Gamkin Hachi, maybe he's did the same thing now in the summer. V'lo Amar Mor HaTal Kishabri Adam, and he did not say Mor HaTal like everyone else. He said Mor Degeshem, and that's a problem. Avla Hepich Lo Motzi HaMechab Leminkat. But the Shulchan Aruch could not bring the reverse scenario. Meaning he's in doubt in the winter months if he said Morad HaGeshem or not. The Mechaber are the Minig Sfarad, because the Mechaber follows the Minig of Sfarad. They have the practice of saying Morad HaTal all summer. And he would be Yotze all winter if he said Morad HaTal as well. Like we said before in Sifhei. So there, on this, the Ramah writes, will be done according to us. Dein maskirin tal b'mos hacham, that we don't say morad hatal in the summer. Memela yesh estapik nami b'mos hagesham. So we have a question: what to do in the winter? The same way, if he's not sure what he said, because he didn't say morad hatal, and he probably didn't say morad hagesham either. Sifkatan lamed vav ad v'chulu for 30 days. The adzman zeh hazaka she'amar k'mo shavagil ad atam. For 30 days, we assume he says it the way he's been saying it until now. But once 30 days have passed, he's trained himself to say it according to the halacha. He's now saying it 30 days correctly. From that point on, we assume he says it correctly. 30 days. Later in Sif Tes, we talk about 90 times. In 30 days, there's actually more than 90 times. v'bnei tefilas and musafim because of musaf on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Kvar tirtzu habi me'achronim d'shloshim yom gam kein rotzeh lomar k'minyan tefilas hatamidios sheyesh b'shloshim yom. So some want to answer that what it means is that in 30 days you're going to have enough tefilos that you'll have in 30 days. Dehainu shalosh pa'amim b'yom, three tefilas a day. According to this, you don't really need 30 full days. All you need is the tefillahs of three times a day in 30 days. It's not a din in 30 days, but rather a din in 90 times. And once you had 90 shmona esrei, and you said it right, you've trained yourself to say it properly. As far as the bracha of Baruch Aleinu is concerned, the ein b'shloshim yom tishim tefillahs, in 30 days, you don't have 90 tefillos. V'bnei tefillos Shabbos v'yontif, she'ein bim rak sher brochas. On Shabbos and Yontif, you're not saying v'sein talamot l'vrocha or v'sein brocha. There's only seven brochas. Yitzmach mizechuma, now comes out astringency. The yehetzerach lachzor misfeika filu achar shloshim yom. There, if you're in doubt, 30 days is insufficient. At sheyushlam tishim tefillos, you need 90 tefillos. Shahur Gulashon Aloma Behen Kaigan, where you've trained yourself to say it properly. Umidivi Hagro, the Oid Kam Achonim, from the words of the Vilna Goin and many other Achonim, Mashma de Iker Toli Rak Beshloshim Yom. It would appear that the main thing is 30 days. Bein Lahakil, Bein Lahachmir, whether it means it's less than 90 tefillahs, whether it's more than 90 tefillahs, it's a straight 30 days. Venir de la Maisi Yesh Lahakil Kishneyam. It would seem that practically speaking, one could be lenient following both views. The suffik brachas lahakal, because the din is, when you have a suffik, a doubt by brachas, we're lenient. So if 30 days is less than 90 tefillahs, that's enough. And if you have 90 tefillahs in less than 30 days, that's also enough. Kaz of a taz, the taz writes, im shagag o pasha be'ezo yom o yomayim me'elo shloshim yom, if a person made a mistake, or intentionally, negligent, on one or two days of these 30, for his bala klal, and he didn't daven, we don't say that ruins his chazakah. And we don't say that he has to make up an additional day to make up for the missing day. Look over there. The Sefer Mogen Giborim writes, that if you forgot to say talamot levrocha in Baruch Aleinu, and he remembered in the brocha Shema Koleinu, that would be sufficient. And the Sefer Mordechai, they all have issues with this Taz. They're not happy with the Taz that he doesn't have to make up the missing day. Within 30 days, we assume he said it the way he's been saying it until now. But if he is certain that he had in mind to mention the correct insertion, whether it's Mashav Rochem or the Geshem, whether it's Saint Talmud Levracha, whether it's Yal V'Yavo, B'Torcha Tefila, during the davening, Ula Achus Man Muflag, and after a while, Nafal Safi Belibo, all of a sudden he's in doubt, Im Zachar B'Tefila Olo, did he remember it or not? The din is Ansar Chlachzar. He does not have to go back. If he was certain that before he davened from Esri, he had in mind to do it right, and then later on he questions himself, the halacha is he does not have to go back. If he doubts himself immediately after davening, yesh lachzar, that he should go back and assume that he did it wrong. Siv tes. In biyom rishon shel Pesach, if on the first day of Pesach, oimer birchas ata gibor ad mor hatal, he says the bracha ata gibor until mor hatal, tishim pa'amim, he repeats this 90 times. Keneged shloshim yom, corresponding to what he would normally say in the course of 30 days. Sha'omer oso shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom, because he would say Shemoneh Esrei three times each day. Misham ve'elech, from that day on, im eino zocher, if he doesn't remember, im hisker geshem, if he mentioned mashav ruach morta geshem, hayu b'cheskas shalo hisker geshem, we can assume that he did not mention it. And he would not have to go back when in doubt, because he trained himself to say Mor Hatal. The Ramah adds, V'chein l'didon, and similar to our practice, Im Omar ad Mechal Kachayim below Mashiv Ruach Amor Takesha, if he would say, until Mechal Kachayim without Mashiv Ruach Amor Takesha, Shemaskim B'mosek HaShomim, that we did mention in the winter and not in the summer, V'chein Im Omar B'Shmin Yatzeres, or if on Shmin Yatzeres he would say, Tishim Pamim 90 times, Ata Gibor ad Mor Takesha, he would say Ata Gibor through Mor Takesha, in the stopping Achakach Im Hisker Olo, if he wasn't sure afterwards, if he mentioned it or not, Chazaka Shehiskiro, we would assume that he did say it. Mishdabur Sifkat Lamates, Birchas Ata Gibor, Ubisefa Shulchan Shlomo Kosov, the Sefa Shulchan Shlomo writes, the Yaslamin Mechayimesim Ata, Volomin Ata Gibor, that he should begin from Mechayimesim and not from Ata Gibor. Shelo Yomer Hashem Latolo, because we don't want to have to say Hashem's name in vain. Vim Yavol Lishanos Haskaras Hashem, and if you would come to alter Hashem's name, Nechashi Yavol Lishanos Achkach, we have to be afraid that he'll alter it later, but a Hahergel, because of his habit, Gametfila, even he would damage from an Esrei. Meaning to say, maybe he should start from Ata Gibor, and when he gets to Hashem's name, he'll say Hashem instead of Ado, and so on. He'll make a change in the way the name is pronounced. So even though you avoid the problem of saying Hashem's name, Levatolo, but you get into a different problem. He may get in the habit of saying the wrong thing when he's supposed to say Hashem's name. Sifkad Mem, Ad Morid Hatol. He says Ata Gibor 90 times through Morid Hatol. Ad Bechal, including the 90th time. V'hainu l'bnei Sfarad. This is all according to minhag of bnei Sfarad. Sheno hagin lahaskir tal b'masachamod. The minhag is to say morid hatal in the summer. Ol didon ad mechal kachayim v'ad bechal. Our minhag would be to say through mechal kachayim, including the words mechal kachayim, leaving out mashiv ruach amor takesha. As is described later in the Ramah. The Tam calls down the reason for all of this. If he makes this repetition 90 times, he trains himself to say it properly. Therefore, the same is true for the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Im amar tishim pa'amim birchas hashanim, if he would say 90 times the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, ad achar tevas v'sein bracha, through the words of saying bracha in the summer, o ad achar tevas v'sein talamotar b'mosek hashamim, or through the words v'sein talamotar in the winter, die, that would be enough. For lo yasel mitchilas baruch aleinu, and he wouldn't have to start from the bracha baruch aleinu, rak mi v'es kol minei suasa v'chulo, from v'es kol minei suasa, and so on. Sifkat nemem alef, tishim pa'amim, 90 times. Ubechuvas chasam sefer chelik orachayim simin chav, Mira ubala chatchila la amro mea pa'am ve'echad. If you look at Chuvas chasam sefer chelik orachayim simin chav, he paskins that chatchila one shouldn't rely on 90 times, but rather 101 times. Of the bidiyavid misha amrak tishin pa'amim, but bidiyavid if someone only did it 90 times, ain't biadenu lifsog shiachzor v'yisparel neged pesach hashachanach. We don't have the ability to paskin that he would have to daven again if he's in doubt against the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Sifkad Membeis, Hari Hu V'chul. Dim Hurgal B'loshoinoi Kisha'oim B'mefuzorin. If he trains himself to say the right thing when it's over the course of 30 days, Kavachaymer B'rtzufin, certainly he should train himself when it's all condensed into one time. V'kasib Shai Tshuva writes, Shemhirgal Asma Memhe Pa'amim. If a person trained himself 45 times, Shehem Kineged Chamisha Asor Yom, which would correspond to 15 days of davening, Misha Avu Achakach Chamisha Asor Yomim, when the next 15 days pass, Chazaka Shama Kahogan is a Chazaka, we can assume he said it properly. So we can combine the two systems where he condenses it part of the 90 times into one day, and the balance he does over the course of the subsequent weeks, together, as long as he has 90 times, that's sufficient. Sifkatan Mem Gimel Ad Mechalkel Chayim. Ad Mechal, and he has to say the words Mechalkel Chayim, because according to Ramah, the goal is to omit Mashiv Rocha Morat Hageshem, and we're not saying Morat Hatal. Vimkein this Ragel is showing the Lomer Rav Loshia Mechalkel Chayim. So he trains himself to say Rav Loshia Mechalkel Chayim with nothing added in between. The Yeshcholken Al Hamo B'Zeh. There are those who disagree with Ramah on this. And it's proper not to do this, to rely on this. So writes the Derech HaChaim. But the Chai Odom doesn't seem to say that, and he would be inclined to go with the Ramah. Sif Katan Mem Dad Ad Morid Hageshem. On Shmini Atzeres, if he says 90 times, Ata Gibor through Morid Hageshem, Ad Bechal, including the words Morid Hageshem, then afterwards, if there be any doubt, he can assume that he did say it.